So Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas Ches Tammuz Toshin Pei Aleph. We continue with Shari Chuvah Shar Beis. We are in Oisir Aleph, share number 105. We're discussing the chesed Hashem does for us, that at times Hashem will give us toichacha. And other times Hashem will send people to give us toichacha, to give us rebuke. Musar ra lo'oizev airach soinei toichachis yamos. What is the correct approach a person should have when someone gives him toichacha? Or when he says, perhaps, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me. Shlomo HaMelech tells us that a person who forsakes the path and who hates reproof, who hates teichacha, yamos, will die. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Tezvov, pasuk yud. If we can give a mashal, there many times a person goes to a doctor and the doctor tells the individual, you have to stop smoking. You have to stop smoking. Where the person is told by the doctor, you have to go on a diet. You became a diabetic, or other medical problems are affecting your body because of your weight. And what happens if the person decides he knows better, continues to smoke, continues to eat, and he watches his weight, but in the wrong way, getting higher and bigger and bigger? Yamos, the doctor tells him, you continue this path, it's going to be over. I won't see you as a patient too much longer. Yamos. Shlomo HaMelech tells us it's the same thing with spiritual growth, or a decline in spiritual growth. Soinei toichachis yamos. It's a strong word. To hate is a strong word. In my house, when my children sometimes say they hate something, I said, we hate Amalek. We reserve the word for hate for Amalek. Hate's a strong word. And if it's a strong word, we have to use it in the right places. We have a mitzvah to destroy Amalek. So we should hate Amalek. We should hate Seinei Yisrael. And we know very, very well, clearly, there are many Seinei Yisrael who express their sin towards us. We know who they are. We don't know who all of them are, but we know who they are. It's that same word, Soinei Teichachis, with Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikolodom, the wisest of all men. He says, a person who hates Teichacha, he's going to die. In Tzadik Ba'aretz, which he says as well, in Koheles, Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yechteh. We all make mistakes. So if we all make mistakes, we have to be in a situation that when someone puts his arm around us and says, you know, do you mind if I tell you something? I love you dearly. But this and that and that and this, whatever he says, the correct approach is to love that person. Why is that? Because let's look at the opposite here. If one who is a soinei tochachos, he's yamos. One who is a oyev tochachos, is chayim. One who is going to love, to listen, to improve his ways, he will have chayim. He'll have life. So someone who is coming to help you, he's giving you life. Emes ki roi musur. Ra lo oizev oirech v'oiver al divri Torah. Yisurim will come to a person. Yisurim will come to a person who forsakes the proper path of the words of Torah. However, achein yesh tikva ki yivoser v'yoshu midakri haro. There is hope for a person who leaves if he comes back after he's being rebuked. He might get the message from Hashem, because Hashem sends us messages, or he might get the message from other people who are trying to give him chayim. However, the person who's a slayin to chachos, person who's a bal gaiva, who feels, I know it all. Who are you to tell me? You mind your business, I mind my business, and we get along well like this. So that's where Ben Yoina here has come to teach us. That's not the correct approach. Because the end of such an approach is Yamos. He concludes Oisir Aleph by telling us a person who hates Teichacha is a testament to the fact that he actually hates, strong words now, the word of Hashem, Yisbarach Shemai. That's what it means, says Rabbeinu Yoina. Because the person is trying to encourage him in mitzvahs, in shmiras and mitzvahs. And this is not just a life here in this world, but it's eternal life. We don't know what eternity means because we can't experience it here. But it's a long time. And the person is coming over and trying to help and give teichacha. We should thank that person. Now someone's coming over to fix someone's tefillin. Just an example. She kissed the person. Don't do it, because many times I'm the one helping people. I appreciate it. But you should be appreciative of the person. He's helping to fix the person's tefillin. Many times people don't wear tefillin in the right spot. And they go on like this for years and years and make brachas that don't. It's brach levatala. Rachman levatzlan. And they don't have the mitzvah of tefillin. Whatever the mitzvah might be. We have to realize it's a chayim. He's giving us chayim. And we should give this person a bracha. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Amen.